All right, we got a juicy update. Yesterday, if you're listening to the show at this time, we were talking about, it was a guy that you met recently, and then he reached out to you online.
Well, I was kind of just like venting a little bit about dating right now in general, and how I find it like difficult to know, number one, when someone's flirting. How do you know what's going on? And the casual approach that a lot of people have to dating these days makes you question, is he asking me out as a friend, or is he literally asking me out on a date? You know, it's kind of like, maybe one time we should grab coffee if you want.
And
you
were saying like you wish guys were just more clear.
More
like, if they're interested, assertive, like, listen, I'm into you, let's go on a date, as opposed to, like, so, you want to hang out?
Maybe.
Want to go to the park?
Free. Yeah, exactly. So we talked about that.
Yeah.
We talked about flirting, too, because you know how I, like, freeze up. Like,
I'm a pretty
confident person, and I love talking to everybody, but as soon as I'm, like, a little bit attracted to somebody, I turn into a bit of a weirdo.
Yeah, you get so quiet.
Yeah,
it's weird. It's so strange. I remember
in
Jamaica that happened. We were interviewing this guy.
Yeah.
He was super good looking, too, and he could just froze.
I was speechless.
Like, are you okay?
The boys liked it. They were like, I like this, Nikki.
So we have a bit of an update.
We do.
Right?
So as soon as I left, and people always say, like, Donna Staker even says it too. She's like, are these guys listening to you talk about your dating life? I'm like, I don't know if they are. I never say anything bad about people. I'm just telling you what's going on in my life, right? So I get a message as soon as I leave here. It says, so do you like to do stuff? Because that's how I said I flirt with somebody. Do you like to do stuff? And he sent this to me.
So he sent it.
He sent that message to me. And I'm like,
clever.
Oh my gosh, he was listening. He was listening to me. And he said, what I'm really trying to say is, Nikki, let's go on a date tomorrow night for
drinks.
There you
go. It worked.
I wasn't sure.
It worked. So?
I wasn't sure what he was asking. And then I felt bad. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You were listening. He's like, I thought it was hilarious. And he said, you know, Sam had really good feedback for you. He's like, he's just putting it out there. It's 2018.
Yeah.
The woman can be equally as assertive too.
All right. I give the guy credit. He sounds like a nice guy. You
and
know?
Then he literally picked a time and a place and a day. And so it made it right.
I mean, just marry him.
Why is this out of the ordinary, though?
I know.
Now, for a guy to say, do you want to go to this spot tomorrow night at 8 o'clock? I'm like, thank you. That's all I want.
Yes. Instead of beating around the bush.
Or like, where do you want to go? Yeah. I don't know. Do you have anything in mind? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I'm a big fan of it.
So, you're going?
We're going. We're going.
All right, we're going to follow up again on this. I can't wait. Awesome. All right, here are the Cardigans. It's Loveful. On the Beat, 92.5 Montreal's perfect summer.